See, now this one is one that I know. This is good for me. Oh, Peter Gabriel. This video got played approximately 1.7 million times on MTV. I'm just ballparking it, but it was on all the time. It's before your time, Brennan. It's back when music television actually played a lot of music videos.
Yes, we had this discussion with Tyler about Aha's Take on Me last Friday.
Best video ever.
Literally this exact same conversation.
I can't help it. The music always works for me. So I catch it or I hear it at games or whatever, and it's just, I get the music going and we're all good. So let's do a little wrestling check-in. Dave Donnert has been covering Manhattan High during the whole state championship process, and he's got a great update for us. Dave, what can you tell us?
Hey, we had a great round in the quarterfinals. We took 10 wrestlers in the quarterfinals. 8 are advancing to the semifinal matches. Joe Braun, A.B. Sanchez, Bubba Wilson, Mason Wallace, Jalen Harper, Jeffrey Killam, and Elgin Peak, who all scored wins. The biggest win of all came from A.B. Sanchez. He's the 6th-ranked wrestler at 126 pounds, taking on the number 2-ranked in 6A, Devin Awundwerfer. And Sanchez took him all the way down to ultimate tiebreaker, being able to hold Devin down and scoring a 2-1 victory. This was a rematch in the semifinals from regionals where Sanchez had lost to him in overtime 2-0. So that was a big win for AB, and so he is heading on to the semifinals with a matchup, another rematchup with the Topeka Washburn Rural Gunner Murray. So he's got another matchup coming up and another tough match. The only two that we actually lost out of there, Devin Norris lost a 3-2 heartbreaker to Chad Lindsley from Derby. That was another rematch from the semifinals and regionals. And also, Tate Sauter had the injury default, got slammed to the mat, hit his head. So he is in the concussion protocol, checking out his head, make sure that everything is good. We're in the consolation first round. And so the only wrestler we actually have is Hunter Christensen, and he'll be coming up here shortly. So Manhattan is rolling along right now. They are sitting currently in first place. The team scores 75. Second place, Garden City, with 65.5. Third place is Campus with 64.5. And Olathe North is sitting in fourth place with 61.5. So currently the team is doing a great job. Everybody in the semifinals is guaranteed a medal. Whether they lose out the rest of the way, they're guaranteed a medal from here on out. So we are going through. We will be wrestling the semifinals probably in about the next 45 minutes. We will be starting semifinals. So you can follow us at Tribe Wrestling on Twitter or also at Tribe Wrestling on Periscope for live video feed. So from the 6A state tournament in Wichita, Kansas, this is Dave Donnert. KMAN 1350.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave, and congratulations to Manhattan High doing very well at the state wrestling tournament. 8 advancing into the semis and currently first place in the overall team score. We'll check back in with Dave in the second hour of the show.
At
so we should have some of those semifinal results at 5:50, which would be great. So congratulations to all the wrestlers as they continue to do very well at the state tournament for MHS. So some breaking news today shows up. Josh Jackson, of course, the freshman KU basketball player. He's been kind of involved with this investigation where he was a person of interest that they wanted to interview in a vandalism case that has to do with the car, as well as a car that belongs actually to a KU women's basketball player. So he was officially charged with illegally damaging the car, 1 count of criminal damage to property, less than $1,000. That's a Class B non-person misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in jail. Most likely it's a fine and a probation kind of thing. That's kind of seems where this is probably going to be headed. Bill Self said in a release that he's already been disciplined for his actions that led to the charge, so they're already kind of moving forward in that we applied appropriate in-house discipline immediately after. That discipline will remain in-house, is what Coach Self said, not elaborating on what it was. So this is just kind of a weird story. Of course, it's Jackson and LeGerald Vick were people of interest in the case. Jackson's been charged. LeGerald Vick was not charged, but he was involved with KU sophomore guard Mackenzie Calvert. She's the one who owned the car. He had a physical altercation with her. That led to the whole LeGerald Vick potential battery issue. This is just all kinds of just kind of a mess going on in total. So that's where we've got today. It was a felony criminal damage charge originally. That was not charged because they can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that all the damage to the door and taillight were caused by Jackson, is what the release said. So they knocked it down from felony criminal damage to misdemeanor criminal damage. And that's the news currently on that. I'm not sure where it's going to end up, but that's kind of where it is at this point.
And if they knock it down to misdemeanor, I imagine we're probably be looking at probation, maybe community service.
Yeah, and a fine and done.
So. Yeah, the fact that Jackson has apparently already been disciplined, which since considering he has not been suspended, it's probably the discipline was he had to run a few more stairs than the rest of his teammates.
Who knows?
I don't know what Bill Self considered disciplining internally. But the way this is, I can't imagine much else happening.
Yeah, I don't want to try to speculate because that does no one any good on any stuff like that. But the Kansas City Star's got a very good article that goes to much greater detail about the incident with Vic and the girl originally. There was a drink thrown at someone. It spills in a parking lot, and then this all of this stuff. So I think that the safe part for us is probably just to leave it there. So, but that's the breaking news out of Lawrence today. So make of that, if you will, or what you will. So interesting as we start to kind of roll towards the end of hour number one of the show. We've got a lot of good stuff coming on, of course, this weekend. K-State baseball takes a loss today, a tough loss after coming off the big win over South Carolina. They will be back in action tomorrow as well as Sunday here on K-Man. You're also going to have K-State women's basketball as they take on Kansas, K-State men's basketball at OU, and then Daytona 500 is this weekend. I'm not sure, Brennan, if you're a huge race car fan, but
that's kind of a big deal
as you get ready towards race season.
Now, are you a big NASCAR guy?
I like NASCAR. I will not watch every race, but I do enjoy NASCAR. So as I get older, I probably enjoy that stuff even more just because I can kind of not interact with it a whole lot while it's on early and then kind of get caught up during the later part of the race.
I see. It's just kind of background noise for the first 100 laps or so.
Yeah, and then it becomes a kind of much bigger deal towards the end.
I see.
And if you get a chance to go see a race in person, it's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, I went to an IndyCar race at Kansas Speedway when I was about 10 years old, and I did not like it. Granted, I mean, I was pretty young. I might not even been that old, but I don't know. It's just never appealed to me for whatever reason.
If you're gonna catch one, Daytona 500. That's one of the ones to it. So
My dad's kind of the same way. He did have the chance to go to the Indy 500 once. He said that was definitely a neat experience.
It just kind of seems like a bigger deal this year. So I don't know why, but it seems like a big deal. Dale Jr. is coming back, of course, from the concussion problems that he had at the end of the year. Jimmy Johnson's going to have to race in a backup car. I mean, all kinds of stuff. So I have to admit that I've gotten probably more intrigue than previous. Carl Edwards and Tony Stewart are both out. You know, they're kind of hung it up over the winter, so they just did a $400 million grandstand makeover to Daytona. It's kind of cool. So we shall see, but I'm kind of excited to get it going. Now, you head to Arizona next week. Are you going to spring training games?
Yes, I am. I'm actually leaving on Sunday morning.
So I need you to try something for me while you're at one of the spring training games.
Oh, I'm already going to try it. I know exactly what you're going to say.
So did you see that this is like the new the teams kind of have a competition now who can make like the craziest food. And it happens during spring training on maybe a different level than some other places. So they have a hot dog that is wrapped in a hamburger patty that is then wrapped in bacon. And that is like the most American concoction ever, right? If you served it on a plate of mac and cheese, you'd be done.
And the great thing about this is that you will never have, I mean, granted, it's baseball, so there's the decision. Yeah, the decision's not really there, but it will eliminate the great debate to eat a burger or to eat a hot dog.
Yeah, you're good.
You're eating both.
You got them both.
Both right there. That is awesome. And I saw this yesterday, and there is no way that I am not going to try that.
It's called the triple play, and it's literally a third-pound hot dog wrapped in a 5.3-ounce burger that's wrapped around it. So it's like it becomes like a burrito inside of there, and then you wrap two pieces of bacon around it. It's 890 calories, and it's only going to set you back $8.75.
Deal.
You are in.
Deal.
I would also probably chase it down with one of the double margaritas that they also are selling in mason jars. But that's another story for another time, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you'll be in good shape. So, all right. I expect a full spring training. Can you live stream this? I think that I probably wouldn't watch it, actually. Just take a picture of it. That might be kind
of a picture of the concoction in person.
Yeah, you'd be in good shape. All right, well, we are rolling up around about 12 minutes till the top of the hour. So let's go ahead and get in one last break. We'll talk a little Kansas City Chiefs, actually, when we come back. Chiefs making some news today. They've made a signing. They announced compensatory draft picks as well. It is never too early to start talking NFL draft.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's coming up next here on The Game.
Get in the game.
Spring is right around the corner. Do you need some tips to lose weight? New Health Anti-Aging